The question was asked, does there exist capacity to grow without suffering? Can a person reach the same heights without suffering? Can a person reach the same height without, God forbid, losing a child or without going through all kinds of sufferings? It would seem that yes. I mean, I don't know of Moshe Rabbeinu undergoing every form of suffering, and look at what a great person he became. Tosfos and Brachos, the Gemara Brachos here? No. Okay. There's a Gemara that discusses that one Amora was sitting in a dark home and he was ill, and another Amora came to visit him, and he saw him weeping. Rabbi Yochanan was the visitor, and I don't remember who was the one in the home. And when he saw him sitting and weeping, he asked him, "Why are you weeping?" If it's because you didn't learn as much Torah as you would like, not everyone gets to learn as much Torah, it's not a reason to weep. If it's because of what you just underwent, here's the bone of my 10th son. I lost all 10 children of mine, were killed. The 10th one was boiled to death before his eyes. And if it's because you didn't get like I got, you didn't succeed in this world, in the physical and the spiritual of the world, well, not everyone merits to have both worlds. So Tosus over there, we'll say, let's see if we can find the Gemara. I'm here with the computer, I don't have the Gemara. You have a brachos there? You have a brachos? Okay, Yeshukach. But that we don't know who that is. I don't want to use it. Toda. Doesn't say you could use it. It might be someone outside the yeshiva.
Well, if there's one here that's for sure inside the yeshiva.
Fine, if there's one from the yeshiva, here we go. Daf hey on the day. Okay, if it's the yeshivas, that's me.
He says the French translation.
Fine. Merci. Okay. Gemara and Brachas, Daf Hey Amid Beis. Gemara says like this. Yeah. Okay. Rabbi Eliezer Chalash. So Rabbi Yochanan, seems that it probably should say Rabbi Elazar, who was Rabbi Yochanan's prime Talmud. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan's disciple, Rabbi Elazar, is ill. An legabei Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan came to visit him, came to do Bikur Cholim. Chazada v'kagani bevet avel. He saw that he was sleeping in a dark house. Galei lidare. He rolled up his shoulders. He rolled up his sleeves. He revealed his arm. V'nafal nehora. And so then there was light. The Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan was so beautiful, his skin shone. It seems from here that it's literal, that he had a shine. That when he rolled up his sleeves, there was more light in the room. Chazeda v'kabachi. So now that there was light, he sees Rabbi Elazar is weeping. Amale. So he said to Rabbi Elazar, Amai kabachit. Why are you crying? Imishum de Torah de lo afshid. Because you didn't learn as much Torah as you would like. The Mishnah says, Echadam arbev, echadam amit, uvivat sheikh veni bol ha-shamayim. God doesn't measure things only by the quantity accomplished. If you do more, if you do less, Hashem says, the question is, where was your heart? If you did the best you could, and you did it for the sake of heavens, then the fact that you didn't accomplish as much as others did, that's not a reason to cry. Ve'im mishum mizone, and if it's because you've been living in dire straits, you're not wealthy, so you're crying because of your lot in this world. Lo kol adam zoche l'shtei shulchanot. Not everyone merits to have two tables. You've done a lot of tournaments, so you have your table in the world to come. Not everyone merits to have a table in this world. Says Tosfos, don't say that the wording of the Gemara is ein adam zoche. Don't tell me that the wording of the Gemara should be no one merits to have both worlds. That's not true, says Tosfos. We've seen quite a few righteous people who do merit both worlds, who have a good life in this world, and they're going to have a good life in the world to come. For example, he says, Rebbe, and like we say in the end of the Talmud in Harius. Tosa says, don't tell me no one can make it in both. Some people... No, he says, our version of the Gemara says, lo kol adam, not everyone merits both worlds. Tosa says, he doesn't change. He says, but don't, if you think that the Gemara should say no one merits both worlds, that's an error. No, he says, in the gross. He's saying, don't say that Girsa.
Why is he explaining that? It's pretty
clear from the Gemara. Fine, so maybe there were people who said that that's what it should say in the Gemara. And he said, no, that's not. Okay, so you see that a person could have a good life here and still be a big tzaddik. That's what it seems from the Gemara and other sources. It's not easy. Most people, when they have it good, they aren't as good. Hashem says, the way of the world is that most people, Hashem has to test them, Hashem has to give them situations that will make them grow. In Chovat al-Vavot, he discusses the many different angles of growth that stem from trying times. Meaning, we're assuming there's only one. The Chovat al-Vavot discusses a few. There's more than one benefit to standing up to a test. There's also the Gemara here about Yisurin Shel Ahava. Meaning, we've only touched on one angle of suffering in the world and how a person grows in his connection to Hashem through that. It doesn't have to be that he'll grow through that. Could be he'll grow without it. But we have to remember that there's much more to be discussed about what good comes out of a person's difficult situations, and that we're not doing here. I mean, I'm just saying, remember, we've only touched on the topic. There's more to say.
No, because you always mention how like Judaism is the best in this world also, right?
Yeah.
How can we say that for those people who suffer so much in this world in order to get the next world? It's clear that Judaism isn't the best. They could have had a much better time.
Who said? Who said they would have had a much better time? That's something which I don't know if you could...
One marries two tables, but maybe you could have married one, maybe it was this world.
Okay, there's a Gemara like that. Rava said that to his students. He said, make sure you do things right so you don't end up suffering in both worlds. He said, if you're not going to have this world, at least you should have the next world. That deserves a longer discussion. That's not... I mean, now we're going on to a different topic. You're asking a question about what I said at a different time. Fine. That deserves its own discussion. Fine.
Definitely.
If you want, we'll go on to that in a minute. Yeah.
Definitely more.